entire religion by men who have embraced the form and live out the power. And we are living the days when we are now being confronted by these things. These things are taking a resurgence again. Our workplaces are riddled with occultic power. They want to pour things on your seat. They want to do things. They want to fight for position. So what are we going to do? Talk to Dundee United and make a dash for heaven? No. You go to Etoku, they have all their stuff they do there. They have things to worry, my life, my fish, okay. Somebody even accused me years ago when we started our church. He said, Pastor Oli Odidi Malu Sitani. You know, that's in our consciousness. If you go to America, Chattanooga, nobody talks like that. They believe it. Power of advertising, power of techniques and management. But yeah, I need super management. Are you hearing me? So let's go to Act 13. Hallelujah. Let's look at when God sent out Paul and Barnabas. Let's look at verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord, these are the ministers worshiping the Lord. Let's start from verse 1 to make it clear. As they ministered to the Lord, now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger or Black, Lucius of Cyrene, Mane, who had been brought up, there were five of them from Barnabas to Saul. Look at next verse. While as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So, having fasted and prayed, lay hands on them, send them away. So, they being sent out by the Holy Spirit went down. Let's jump to verse 6. Now, when they had gone, please take a look at this. When they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer. You can see the stumbling on things like this. They found certain guy that was into practice of occultism. A false prophet. Oh, so they were prophetic, but they are false. When they say false, it means they are deriving their power not from the original Jehovah God, but from another source. Brother, my sister, there is more than God in the spiritual realm. We have to accept and understand this. There's more than God. Christian people, you know, I feel sorry for us. We think that it's only just God. You can see most Christians today, they still have that kind of belief. Something happened. Uluwa, why now? He said the thief has come to steal and to kill and to destroy. There's a thief out there. It's not God that's doing everything here on earth. Let me drop a bombshell. God is not in full control on this planet. If it's in full control, it will not be there. If God's in full control, will all this country be running like this and then you see attack of this and attack of that? Let me prove it to you. 1 John 5, verse 19. 1 John, give us an NIV. 1 John 5, verse 19. Look at it. This is where we miss it. Oluwa kilo sele. You know, and you see Christians sometimes hit by life circumstances. That's not God. That's not God. God. I mean, no father will get up in the morning and start smashing children's head with hammer. Nobody's a psychiatric case. I'm a psychiatric case. We know that we are children of God. Now listen now. And that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. The whole world. That's why they seem to get away with it. That's why you notice that it is easier to do evil than to do good here. Even you know yourself now that it is easier to get angry than control yourself. Am I correct? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Don't let that one scare you. But we are of God and we are children of God. Look at verse 18. That same chapter. Verse 18. Give us in NKJV now. Verse 18. Quickly. Yeah. Can you look? Can we read together, everybody? We know that whoever is born of God does not sin. But he who has been born of God, what does he do? Keeps himself and the wicked one. That means there is a way you can keep yourself. And we are getting to that today. From all these things, running around and running rampant, you can do that. We've not been taught about this, so we just left to ourselves and the devil just goes on rampage. There's a way you keep yourself. For instance, when you have a car, you put on safety belt. Am I right? Not because you are going to have accident next minute. You drive safe on the road. You keep speed limit. Not because you want to kill yourself or something, but you want to have that keeping yourself in the normal range so that if anything happens, you'll be safer. Am I correct? Let's go a step further. So let's go back to Act 13 now. Before Paul got down there was a sorcerer. What is it, verse 6? Act 13, verse 6. And I want you to see something here that is so important. They found certain sorcerer, witchcraft, a false prophet, and it's a Jew whose name was Bar Jesus. Notice something about this. If you look at the world with their secret things, they usually want to arrogate it to Jesus, to God, to something holy. When they sent me the magazine of Rosicrucian Amok Order, they didn't tell me that there were thugs. They said Isaac Newton, Christian people, they were part of it. If you want to join Ogboni, they will open a place in the Bible. Bible Yoruba. I want Ogboni. I want Bible Yoruba. I want Ogboni. I want Drosibe. I want Bible Ogboni. They will want to associate with Jesus, associate with God, and they will tell you, Pastor Ina Wambe. I want Illuminati. I want Bishop Wambe. So if Bishop is there, oh, but you're not going to join Abeko. So that's what they do. Bar Jesus. He didn't say bar Satan. Bar Jesus. But let's keep reading. This is their characteristics. Who was with proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man? This is what is happening today. People who are intelligent, who are intellectuals, PhDs, professors, big guys, they are joining this cult. You know, these people don't go to all these small boys, all the secret cult. It's for the world rich and famous, for the big ones. Somebody was telling me sometimes ago, it's like rising up, they say, wah, 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 holy love for that too, but join wah. And let me warn you, because you're going to get bigger. Your children are going to get bigger. And they're going to invite you in a subtle manner or in an overt way. You know? And they usually associate with power. A lot of people in politics, I was in Iwo, for my uncle's 80th birthday. And one man just came up. He looked funny to me until they said he was a politician. I said, okay, all right. But he said my uncle was talking about my uncle that invited him to church and he gave his life to Jesus. And he told my uncle he wanted to go to politics. My uncle said, Rorambel, I'm praying for you. So he told us in that meeting, just get him to speak. And he said, when he started joining politics, they took him to Osogbo to go and meet a man. And he sat down. And the man said, the man who took him there, usually somebody will take it as an evangelist that will win your soul. So they took him there and they said, sit down. And he said, oh, little Lord, fa politics to ba sekine you. Wow. That like Bomawa. Awa di Arakono. My friend in Tobafe. I look at him, he was not that so educated, but he just had this fierce faith in Jesus. And he got up and he said, Emma Bino, Daddy, the man that brought him, frowned at him, I don't know whether I even kicked him and said, close. I'm not joining. He said, okay. So he went back to his place, became a counselor. I think he's an ex-counselor now, so he was talking. This is the thing. The devil offered Jesus too. You see, there's something about this. Let me tell you about this thing, about particular this matter. Let's go to Matthew 4. Put your hands. Anyway, you're not opening the Bible. Okay, if you're opening, okay. But put a, what do you call it now? Click on Mark. Click on Mark. That's what you call it on your. Okay, Matthew 4. Let's go to verse 7 or verse 8. Next verse, verse 8. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. This is the last temptation. And he said to Jesus, all these things I will give you if you will what? Fall down and worship me. You know, if you are hungry, it may tell to turn stone to bread. If you are in church, it may tell to jump down. But it comes out at the end because you know what all of us are after. We are after wealth and glory. We don't want shame and deprivation. Am I right? So he came at the end and he said, all I'm asking you, I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm not asking, just fall down and worship me. Just once, not twice, not three times. Just fall down and worship me once. This is the genesis of every secret cult. Just fall down and worship. You may not do it again. Just do it once. We'll give you everything. Satan wants to be worshipped. So he organizes all these things for one purpose. Just bow down. You know, that's it. But he knew his business because you are born once and you live forever. So when you sign up for that force, that worship you give, it's difficult to uninstall that worship except a higher, stronger person comes in. One day, let me tell you something. I was in Lagos years ago. Just came to me now. And my friend, Mrs. Williams, she's going to be with the Lord now. She said, Tunde, come, to call me by name, you know. She's my convert, but she's my mommy. So she said, Tunde, I want us to go and meet somebody. They have a problem. The boy is almost like an imbecile. The child, almost like an imbecile. I want you to go and pray. So when she told me, I said, I want to pray about it. So while I was praying, I was just praying. You know what I saw? I just saw like a wall, circle wall like that. Like a brick wall, circle like that, locked in. And I saw a dog inside that circle wall, locked in. I mean, you know how a dog's face look? Now, God's my witness. So I said, let's go there. When we got to the place, they took me to the boy's room. The boy had the face of a dog. You know, the way dog's face look like that. But I saw that circle, that wall round. I was not making any kind of so much impact. So I stepped out into the parlor, and right on the wall was the father in the regalia of particular court, dressed up. The Lord said, that's the reason. When he signed up with the devil, he locked the generation into this kind of a thing. That was near my village in Osun State. It was powerful. Soldiers will go to him to get protection. I told about one soldier. I went to a village to go and get power so that when they shoot him to that village to get power. Man became famous all over, had money, riches, the Babalawo. So the soldier man, they gave him a ring. He said, put it on, we'll shoot you. Say, Miko. Every man should come by me. You know that? So they put the ring on a cockerel. They shot. The thing just shook. The bullet fell down. Said, Mamolo. Let me tell you another one. This is just getting me. College of Medicine. Not College of Art and Science. College of Medicine. The provost in Lagos, they were fighting. And what does he rough? They started fighting. They started doing all kinds of things. It was public. So, the union against the prof. The prof, who studied anatomy and biology, so, they said he must not come back. I want to see an officer. So, the government said, don't worry. Don't remove the thing. They sent Godogodo. But Godogodo, they are Nigerians too. They went with hen, chicken, before they enter. They threw the chicken across the thing. They're like, ah! You love me. You got it. You just went like that. But, you know, go to, you follow like that. So just, everyone take care of you. Now, that my Babalawo next door in our village, his children could never understand anything in school. He had to sign something for it. You are going to have money, but your generations will never have rest. some places. Let's not go that into that depth of Satan. So if you fall down and worship me, let's go a step further. What do we do as Christians? Our time is up. Let's go back to Acts 13. We read verse 7. And about who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas. This governor, proconsul, called for Barnabas and Saul. And he sought to hear the word of God. This is where the problem with secret court. Anything that has to do with Satan vehemently opposes the word of God. Next verse. And Elimas, he has so many names. The sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Why? Because if he start taking the faith serious, but we can have a breakdown. That's why our parents, our grandparents hated Christianity. A bankaje. We had to seal it. It will spoil it. Look at next verse. I love this. Then Saul, first time we had Saul like this. Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and began to describe the attributes of people like sorcery, people like sorcerers and witchcraft and things. He started describing them. Look at next verse. Oh, full of all deceit and all fraud. So this is fraud. This is all fraud. It's to maintain themselves in power. It's to make the judge sign with you, though, even when you are wrong. It's all fraud. And it's all deceit. And they are children of the devil. You enemy of all righteousness. Praise the Lord. Ah, Apostle Tom. What are you doing here? Interesting. Please come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're welcome, sir. Wow. Please sit down, sir. Sorry for interrupting the service. One of my colleagues, one of my friends, great man of God. What are you doing in town? Hallelujah. Okay, all right, let me go back to my message. I hope I'm finished. Praise God. So, in this secret court kind of a thing, that's deceit, all fraud, son of the devil, enemy of all righteousness. Will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? So, this occultic thing, this cryptic thing they do, secret court, what they are really after, like I said again, is trying to make God's way not sensible, not right, not... let's look at what happened next. I need to run. My time is almost through. Let's go. Next verse. Then the sorry. No, you have jumped too much. Let's go back. And now, indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon you. You shall be blind, not send the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Praise the Lord. See, something overtook. This is where I love Christianity, particularly Pentecostal branch. Just didn't say, praise the Lord, the Bible is true that you are all sinners. No. There was a feeling of the Holy Spirit. You see, as Christians, we just not just take these people, occultic thing around us and say, you need to challenge it with the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is the good news. We have the Holy Spirit. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? We are not bereft. We have the Holy Spirit. We don't have to fear so much. Can you come, Yomi? Please come quickly. Just a minute. I'm just doing something. Okay, so a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Look at next verse. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had been done, being astonished at what? At the teaching of the Lord. What I want to, maybe you are here today, you got friends, you got stuff. When they say, I'm in that, don't say, we need to address it with the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why Simon was, when he saw the Holy Spirit happen, are you hearing me? He saw, this is the powerhouse of God. He wanted to pay for that Holy Spirit with money. But thank God, we have the Holy Spirit. How many of you over here, you have received the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Thank you. Let's go to 1 John 4. Hallelujah. First prophet. We will continue next week. I don't know when we're going to finish this. Chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John. Okay, good. Since there are false prophets, there are false things going on like that. Bible says, beloved, do not believe every spirit. Did you hear that? Don't believe every spirit. But test the spirit. You see, it can be about Jesus. A lot of these ministers, they are about Jesus. My apostle here, amazing. I wonder why he walked in today. He was one of the greatest advocates against TB Joshua. They wanted to offer him money. Am I right, sir? How much that time they will offer to you? Millions. I wonder why you just walking by the Spirit talking about this. Thank you. You know, they offered him million. He had spiritual battles. Because he went on the TV that this is not genuine power of God. They wanted to crush him in Lagos. When I listened to him, we just became friends. He said, no, they are using wrong power. Hallelujah. In fact, let me surprise you. Let me tell some details. Can you? He said it anyway on the open. He said, while he was praying one day, the Lord showed him that the Jesus that T.B. Joshua was calling is not Jesus. God showed him the particular place in one of the shrine somewhere there, there is a big snake that Joshua called Jesus. T.B. Joshua. That when he comes, I said, in the name of Jesus, you think it's Jesus Christ? No, not Jesus Christ. It was that Jesus that was being announced that was already locked in into that spirit. They offered him a million to shut up. So don't believe every spirit, but test whether they are of God. Why? Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And this is how we know, verse 2. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. That means this, whatever spirit that is a spirit of God will talk about Jesus as the Savior who died sinless, who rose again for us, who paid for our sin. We don't have to go and pay something else with our life somewhere. And that he rose again and sent us the Holy Spirit. And he believed in the apostles' doctrine that we have the New Testament. Anybody who doesn't go that way, who just does things and make you to join things, is a false spirit. But we have something over them. Look at verse. And that's the opposite. Next verse, quickly, verse 4. You are of God, little children. And have what? We have already overcome them. In your workplace, there's already a clear verdict. They are not over you. You are over them. You have come over, overcome. You have come over. Tell yourself, I've overcome them. Say that again. I've overcome them. Their greatest weapon is fear. They scare you. They will send people to you. They will tell you things. They will offer money. Your business won't go further if you don't join us. Your parent was there. Your grandma started this thing. You have to be there again. But he said, you have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater. He who is in you is greater. Tell yourself, he that is in me is greater. Oh, come on, let's say that again. He that is in me is greater. Not he that is in the apostle or the man of God, but he that is in us. So you don't have to get pastor to do this for you. I wish we have the time. We'll talk more. Maybe next service, you know, we have to end this service next few minutes. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One more time. Praise the Lord. Tell yourself, the greater one lives in me. The greater one lives in me. Now open your eyes. Don't ever let see Babalawo's house before. I saw it. They will do all those stigmatize, all those things to cover, pay for this, pay for that. Actually, those things are not what is really important. Is they are connect with the evil spirit. Is they are connect with the evil spirit. When they threaten you, what they have is not physical power. It's that connection with the evil one. And that evil one, your own, that you have, the Holy Spirit is his master. Did you make sense? So if you let the apparent appearance threaten you, you think, Baba Yegbede, Osokele Kamara, but actually what is behind this is the spirit of evil one, and that spirit, the greater one, has already overcome him. Does that make some sense? Now, next week, we are going to go to the area of blessing and cursing. You know, Balak asked Balaam to come and curse. And what does it mean to curse? You won't get the promotion. You won't get the future. You won't get children. Your life will not do well. And they employed these people to curse. So when you see men of God today cursing, you should be careful. They employed Balak. I wish we had time. Can we do? My time is gone. Come next week. They can put a curse on a shop. They can put a curse on a family. They can put a curse. The man said, and he offered them money. The trademark of all these guys is money. To buy more 10 million, wah, I'm a blessing. But somebody bring 20 million. Blessing here. And to curse, I curse here. And they come 100 million, wah, I'm a reverse here. So it's just about money, not about faith, not about love, not commandment of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I really don't have time, but I can't let Apostle Greg just go like that. You know, come, Apostle Greg, at Tiota. I was told that at Tiota means defender of the truth, something like that. Please come. Can I get a microphone for you? Please come. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. He's the lead pastor of Kingdom Impact Christian Center International. Ilukweju. I'm asking, what are you doing in town? Hallelujah. Apostle Greg, you're welcome. Let me, look, can you give me that other one there? Please, just a minute, please. Okay. I know our time is gone, but don't worry. We were in a meeting together at Sunwater. That's how we met. And when I listened to him, it was just powerful, you know? And we became friends. So we began again September, this last September. I just wanted to share with you in this area a little bit. I don't know why you just walked in now. You got about 5 minutes. Just enjoy yourself. If you go beyond that, please be free. Apostle Greg, please be free.
Is actually the Lord putting it in my heart last month that your brother, go and see him. So I called some of my young men that I'm traveling. Now when I come back, we'll have our conference. After our conference, I traveled again and came back that this Sunday, I set this date like a month ago.
Wow.
That I will come. Don't tell him. Find where his church is for me. Don't tell him. We'll go there and just worship with them. I thought I would enter here and hide at the back somewhere, but they found me out. So here we are.
There's no way I will see you at the world. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's to tell you how much I love and I hold your pastor in very high esteem. Praise God. Like he said, we met in a jungle in Sangota that I said, what am I doing here? Then saw him, gave me encouragement that not only, and we had a wonderful time there with God. Then in Lagos again, not too long ago. Like he has been teaching. You see, when people come with paparazzi, you come with Hilux, with one a Prado in front, another. Like one person in our conference, he said, if you think you are a big man because you drive Hilux with mobile police now, he said, that's no longer the definition of big man in Lagos. Now you must have a Lexus Jeep in front, another with back, with the Hilux. So big man have no end. There's always a bigger man than the big man. But we do not join that rat race. He came in his simplicity. He shared the word of God just like he's sharing here. But Paul said, like I fear, lest Satan deceive you like he deceived Eve from the simplicity that there is in Christ. You are blessed. Hearing what you are hearing, being in this kind of environment and atmosphere. He didn't come here and showed you handkerchief that he slept yesterday night and he put off all the air conditioner so that he could sweat. So his sweat rolled with the handkerchief and anointing is inside. But it doesn't come cheap. Each one is 10,000 naira. I can tell you that people do not have 10,000 naira. When they advertise for the service, they will go and look for it and come to church. But when they come and give you something free of Christ, like he has done, how do we treasure these things? How do we hold on to these things? Okay, just to bless you to collaborate, something he said. You mentioned that deceiver that has ended himself. Like the Bible said, it said they are on their way to destruction and their end draweth near, the scripture says. Okay, I will tell you this now. This one, he has not heard this, but I will tell you this. I had the opportunity. I don't know why people just so much associate me with that many things. When that man died, my phone was ringing left, right, corner, center. I now had to put a disclaimer. I didn't kill him. Praise God. I didn't. It's time we come, like everybody. I was telling the young ministers I came here with just now. I say, oh, this even fake power, political power, whatever, they are all very transient. In this country that we are in today, even talking about politically, if you tell some people, you see, I told them that when one person, as some people are getting rich in this world, some others are getting poorer. Wherever anybody is getting poorer, somebody is getting rich. In politics, if your party is not in government, it's in opposition. There's a party that said they will rule Nigeria for 50 years. Nobody can do anything about that. Today they are in opposition. But they will glory about all that. Everybody. That is how it is. See this man. I say there was because he's dead now. There was a South African prophet. Very prominent prophet. I will tell you the name later. But let's just leave it at that. Very prominent South African prophet. He was somebody very close to the prophet, especially in his last days, personally, that personally told me this. He came to Nigeria recently to minister somewhere. So he happened to have entered my car. The person who was hosting them said I should come so I would pick them from the international airport. So in the course of fellowshipping, when he saw exactly what you saw, I don't know what you could see that is just like that. I just love Jesus. And just go wherever Jesus sent me. He began to tell me about this late false prophet. That the prophet in South Africa, very known. And to tell you also, I want to even take it further. Sorry, let me just even spoil ground small here today before I go, since I have come with apostolic anointing. Some of the false prophets, they are not even obvious as false prophets. At least that one was doing miracle. He was doing this. Some are talking about realms, dimensions, portals. It's at 12 midnight. That's when you wake up and pray and fast very, very. Some of them are young men. They are charismatic. But people are getting carried away. There's one very popular one in Nigeria presently. He's based in Abuja. That's the much details I will give you. He even boasted how he traveled to South Africa to go and lie down on this late South African prophet's grave. That he went to South Africa, laid down on his grave for power, many streams he had gotten from people would be applauding them. But that same person he was talking about South Africa is the one I'm talking about. That one, he told this apostle from South Africa that we hosted, what happened to him. He was in South Africa. He decided to come and look for power in Nigeria. He said he needed more powers to the powers he already had. And he ended up in Ikotun. I won't say more than that. Ikotun, Lagos. That's where he ended up to go and look for power. So they said, no problem. They welcome him. So they went through everything. They went, you want power? No problem. You will get it. And all that. After staying there for some time, they began to take him through some things. By the time they eventually went, got to the, I will call it mountain of corruption, the mount of corruption, like the Bible will say. So they now told him the final stages he will go through for this power that he wants. He said if it's that, they didn't know that from the beginning, that he doesn't want again, he will go back, because he cannot do that, that he will go back. I said, my friend, keep quiet. You can't go back. You have come too far to go back. He says, no, he doesn't want. He's ready to refund money and all that one. He said they gave him a punch, physical punch, not spiritual punch. Physical punch on his face. And beat him, physical beating, very, very seriously. That he knows that even his government and people where he came from, they do not even know what has happened to him. He knew that it was a matter of life and death. Either they will beat him and kill him physically there and give one story and he will disappear, or he will go through. He didn't have alternative. And you know the worst part of it is like Samson that have gone beyond Israel to the house of a prostitute that they have shaved. The power of God was not with him there at all. God, because he had gone to their place and he couldn't do anything. So his humanity, he now had to yield to the demands that they made. So he went through the protocols, the rituals, and whatever like that. And only God knows. I wasn't told the detail. And he went back to South Africa, seemingly with power. But nobody knew all of this. And he was there doing ministry preaching. But shortly down the line, less than a year down the line, he had cancer, brain cancer. I'd be blood cancer, I can't remember, but he had cancer. And then he tried to pray. Prayer wasn't working anything again like that. And he was going for chemotherapy. He was going for all of these things. A prophet, known prophet internationally. But people did not know. Some of his messages that they played were old messages that they were playing online for people. They didn't know what was happening to him. That is how it was this apostle in South Africa. He called the apostle that he wants to see him. He now began to confess to that one. He said, look at him. He was looking for power. But he said, when he prayed to God, why is this happening to me? God showed him, and because of that place you went to. He said he was looking for power. Instead of him going to God for power, he went to man. He said, see where it has landed him. And he had that cancer, they treated. He eventually died. But the public, many people didn't know this, but that's the grave where they buried that kind of person. That one of your superstars in Nigeria is boasting about, that he went to lie down on his grave to get power. And people will just follow mass action and move. Some people like us, we have made up our mind, and your pastor to be preaching what he's preaching to you in a city that you are like that. He said, we have laid the sentence of death on ourselves that we will finish the ministry that God has given to us. Nobody can threaten a man that is like that. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Wow. Praise God. When I made my foray out, that's what happened. Choir, we will not sing. We sing next Sunday. We've had our choir. Listen.